This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com. Find the coolest tees, mugs, and more inspired by Elon Musk's universe. Celebrate your love for SpaceX, Tesla, and beyond. And gear up with StarshipShirts.com, where every purchase is a launch pad for adventure. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to embark on a journey to explore the groundbreaking Axiom Space EX-2 mission. We'll dissect the stories of the diverse crew, the crucial science they'll conduct aboard the International Space Station, and how last-minute hurdles reshape this mission. On May 21st, history was yet made again, as Axiom Space, the pioneering private spaceflight company, launched its second private astronaut mission. The Crew Dragon spacecraft, christened Freedom, took off from Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A, borne skywards by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. And aboard this spacecraft were the four-person EX-2 astronauts ready to experience space. Freedom's departure marks a new era in space travel and exploration. As the second private astronaut mission executed by Axiom Space, the event illustrates the escalating trend towards commercial spaceflight, democratizing access to the stars. It lifted off at 5:37 p.m. Eastern Time, and the spacecraft and its trailblazing crew separated from the rocket's upper stage at about 12 minutes after liftoff. The SpaceX-engineered Dragon spacecraft is set to dock with the International Space Station on May 22nd around 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, signifying the beginning of the AX-2 crew's extraordinary journey. The spacecraft and its crew will inhabit the space station for an 8-day mission, engaging in a host of scientific, commercial, and exploratory activities. Leading the AX-2 team is Peggy Whitston, the former NASA astronaut who holds the distinguished U.S. record for longest cumulative time in space, totaling 665 days. Whitston is currently leveraging her considerable expertise as Director of Human Spaceflight at Axiom, steering the company's foray into the final frontier. Now, joining Whitston is John Schaffner, a private astronaut who served as a backup for Axiom's inaugural AX-1 mission in 2022. Schaffner now takes the helm as pilot for AX-2, contributing his wealth of experience and skill to the mission. The team is rounded out by mission specialist Ali Akwarni and Rayana Barnawi, two Saudi astronauts selected by the Saudi Space Commission in February as part of the partnership agreed signed with Axiom Space in September of 2022. Now, those two are not just astronauts. They're also representatives of their nation, becoming the second and third Saudi citizens to venture into space. They follow in the celestial footsteps of Sultan bin Salman Al Saud, who blazed the trail as a payload specialist on a space shuttle mission in 1985. More significantly, Barnawi holds the prestigious title of the first female Saudi astronauts, marking a landmark moment for the nation's space efforts. Now, while originally planned for a 10-day stint at the ISS, the AX-2's mission duration was clipped to 8 days due to a delayed Falcon Heavy launch. And as the launch schedule tightened, Axiom Space and NASA made the mutual decision to adjust the mission's length, fitting it into the bustling manifest of missions targeting the station. And despite the shortened timeline, Axiom Space maintains high expectations for the mission. Derek Hassman, Chief of Mission Integration and Operations at Axiom Space, assured in a May 15th briefing that the company prioritized planned research activities while cutting some low-priority outreach activities. The Saudi astronauts, nevertheless, are expected to conduct a whole series of media events during their ISS tenure, including engaging with students in interactive sessions. Now, before the mission reduction, the crew already faced an extensive schedule. The team is prepared to conduct over 20 experiments spanning various fields, from life sciences to in-space manufacturing. And Axiom, in its pursuit to develop commercial modules for the ISS as a precursor for a standalone space station, will also execute its own technology demonstration. Now, describing the mission, Lucy Lowe, chief scientist at Axiom, emphasized its intensity during an April briefing. "We have an absolutely jam-packed mission," she said, outlining the wide array of experiments provided by the Saudi Space Commission and other partners. And Axiom, she explained, has been laboriously working to accommodate these projects into the available crew time and ISS resources. In her words, the process was like playing a massive game of very complicated four-dimensional Jenga. Now, Axiom has not let past experiences go unlearned. Lessons from AX1, where the four-person crew were swamped with tasks, have been instrumental in preparing for AX2. The crew adapted the mission training, intensifying focus in some areas while tapering it to others. And taking a leaf from past practices, Whitston, at a May 16th briefing, highlighted the necessity to return to a short-duration training style, similar to space flight training for the space shuttle. Said, focusing on the areas where we need the most experience with, she said, Whitston's own schedule is much less constrained than that of her predecessor, who commanded AX1 last year. She assured, I'll be available to help the crew members a lot more as they need assistance, which will primarily just be the first day or two. And it's notable that AX2 marks the 10th crewed flight by SpaceX in less than 3 years. This journey began with a Demo 2 commercial crew test flight for NASA in May of 2020. And since then, SpaceX has launched 6 crew rotation missions to the ISS, including AX1 and the trailblazing Inspiration 4, a private astronaut mission in 2021 that spent 3 days in space without docking with the International Space Station. And as Axiom Space steps forward into this new frontier of commercial spaceflight, each mission marks an incremental shift in the world of space exploration, one that grows increasingly commercial, inclusive, and also exciting. And these missions aren't just about reaching for the stars, they're about making them more accessible to everybody. And in this sense, Axiom Space isn't just launching rockets with SpaceX, they're launching dreams for a new frontier, and they're inviting us all to look up and see where the future is headed. And Axiom Space isn't even getting started. The leadership at Axiom envisions that private spaceflight will continue much later than when the space station is retired, which NASA anticipates will happen around 2030. And Axiom is one of several U.S. companies that are going to be building a new privately owned space station. It's an effort supported by NASA, but the private sector is picking up the tab on this one. The AX2 crew will work closely with the professional astronauts that are already on the space station, and those astronauts will show the new AX2 mission astronauts the ropes on board of the station, such as the kitchen, the bathroom, where to sleep, how to sleep, and certain areas will remain off limits for just the International Space Station professional astronauts. That's been a great update about Axiom Space. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy space flight because it's really cool. It's really interesting. And I also hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please take a second and hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because it'll help out the show tremendously. Also, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day today to spend it here with me on the Elon Musk podcast. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.